I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com. Recently, I spoke of how the abolition message may invoke negative emotions, but emotions are not supposed to determine what is proper and improper. The abolition message is negative, though, in the logical sense, in that it means decreasing to zero the civil government school system. In that regard, though, abolition cannot be accomplished without taking positive actions towards making education private. This is the theme behind my article, Reformation Without Tarrying for Any, Leveraging the Free Exercise Clause. The positive steps you can take are enumerated on deconstructingthecoliseum.com, and as a coalition volunteer, you can take individual action, including focusing the education conversation on Christ-centeredness. Separately, though, the biggest action item you can take, besides praying, is making sure that abolition is communicated as the ultimate goal. That ultimate goal must be communicated in the negative sense, because it means that in the positive sense, family government and church government are in complete control of education. This includes the humanistic church. Families would be in control of their son or daughter's education, and they would have a quote-unquote church backing them up, that is, private entities that would assist them. So abolition is negative in the logical sense, but it is a function of the positives of families being in control of education, with churches as the backups. All three components are needed: increased family education, increased church education, and decreased state education. So in terms of action items, you can privately educate your own child, which obviously increases family education and at the same time decreases state education. What you can also do is increase the church's involvement in education, which obviously will decrease state education. What the families and churches do together affects what the state does. But it takes articulating both the positives of family and church education and the negative of civil government school system abolition. In that regard, I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.